This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning into the E-Square Podcast, the most excellent podcast today. We got a Las Vegas representative, a DJ, entrepreneur, mover and shaker out here in the city. My guy, everybody welcome DJ Easy Almighty. Let's go. Live at the E-Square Podcast, yeah. The most excellent podcast. We got, yo, my name is Easy Mo, Easy, but we got DJ Easy Almighty in this motherfucker. What's up, man?
Easy, nigga.
What's up, bro?
Can I get?
You can get as raunchy as you want, bro.
It's easy, nigga.
Yeah. If you got groupie stories.
Groupie stories?
Yeah, we could get into everything, bro. But let's talk about what we were talking about before.
I was going to say, damn, you dived off the deep end.
Yeah. Now, you said you was drinking Hennessy?
Yeah, I was on a little Hennessy phase, but I'm like, man, God. I just stopped smoking backwards and stopped drinking Hennessy.
Oh, yeah, you about to cut out meat, too?
So I'm almost about to get my black card revoked.
That's funny.
Damn. But I don't know if I could go vegan just yet. Because I just got into culinary shit. I just started cooking a lot more due to the quarantine.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. I don't know if I could do any dishes without meat right now.
Yeah, man. I love meat, too. I went pescatarian for a year, and it was tough.
It's crazy because I could do pescatarian. I can do, like, salmon. I went on a salmon binge. I was eating salmon for, like, a week straight. I think I got, like, 2 pounds of salmon in my freezer.
You
got
to be careful
now
with the fish, though.
That's what I hear, all that mercury. Yeah,
and a lot of that shit is farmed, too.
I stay away from that.
But how do you know if you didn't catch it?
You don't really know. But I try to, like, you know, do my little independent research or try to do as much investigating as I can before I purchase the meat and shit.
Yeah, we get fed a lot of bullshit. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's why I've been liking that. I've been cooking for myself and shit lately.
What have you been cooking?
I'm like a Italian at heart type shit.
Oh,
so I've been making a lot of pasta.
Oh my God. What's up, man?
I make hella pasta, lasagna, shit like that. Fucking then, like, the fish shit.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite restaurant out here?
My favorite restaurant?
Yeah. Talking about Italian food, I can get
Italian
you some.
Italian food? Oh, shit.
Have you ever been to Nora's?
Nora's.
Go to Nora's, bro.
I don't think so. I don't think I have.
It's far.
Where is that?
It's on Sahara and, like, Valley View.
Sahara.
Have you guys heard of Nora's?
I think I've seen it. I haven't been to many Italian restaurants. Mm-hmm. If I have, it was just on some a chick recommended it, and I just went there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So let's get into Easy Almighty, man, the DJ, yo. Like, where you grew up here?
Mm-hmm.
What high school you go to?
Canyon Springs.
Oh, C Springs?
Yes,
oh, we probably got. What year did you graduate?
2009.
Oh, we probably got hella
mutual friends. I'm a little older. I'll be fitting in with the young crowd.
Well, you look pretty young, too.
I
graduated in 2010, so.
Oh, we you probably, right behind me?
Yeah, I went to Legacy right up the street.
Oh, okay.
So we probably know hella
mutual people.
Yeah. So you graduated. So when did you start DJing, though?
2014, bro. Late.
Oh,
I got
really?
A late start to this shit.
Oh, where?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what was, like, what happened with that?
I was always involved in the industry and shit like that, but I used to do other shit.
What, you used to rap?
Nah, hell no. See, that was the thing.
You used to sing?
Nah, hell no. Me and my boys had a clothing line. It was Owls Almighty.
Oh,
that's where the Almighty
yeah, I was
from.
Gonna ask you about that.
Hell yeah.
Yo, that shit had the city on fire.
Yeah, hell yeah.
On fire, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah. So that's what I was in for majority of the time. We was doing a bunch of shit, hitting dunk exchanges, going crazy everywhere.
Bro, I've been heard of you for a long time.
But I used to be just in the back. I used to be just playing, like, you know, doing different shit. I didn't even like modeling for the brand and shit like that. They used to have to, like, force me. I used to just be in the back promoting the shit.
Yeah.
Like, if you see me at the dunk exchanges, you would definitely know who I was because I'd be introducing the brand and also myself. So
I went to, we've ended at the dunk exchange at UNLV. I don't know what year that was. Maybe 2017 or something like that, or 16 maybe. But overworked, lost souls, bro.
Overworked, lost souls.
Yeah, that was. So what happened with that, bro?
Because it was a collective. You know, it was a collective of individuals and shit. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, how'd that go? Everybody just got to having different visions and shit for the brand. And
that's unfortunate, man. Because that is it still around, or you're still pushing
it? It's still around. It's still around, but it's not as like you know.
So you're not involved in it anymore?
I'm not as involved as I was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's
I know how it can be, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That So what was that experience like? Because I felt
that
like
that shit was dope. That introduced me to a lot of shit, and it got me like, because I used to be like trapping and shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I used to be just fucking with the clothes. Mm-hmm. So then like, motherfuckers would be like, man, you should rap. The shit you do, you should rap. You should rap. And I'm like, fuck no, bro. Like, like I ain't a rapper,
yeah,
bro. Like,
yeah, yeah. That's good.
I feel like I could play a role in this shit without doing this shit. And then people wasn't really thinking about DJing and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Or that role was pretty much slept on for a large part of, like, motherfuckers getting into this rapper shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the music.
It was hella rappers. And I was just like, damn, there's so many rappers. But none of these niggas got no DJ. Mm-hmm. So I was like, people weakness in the rap game, and sold it.
There's definitely everybody. So many rappers, bro. So many so many artists in general, bro. It's like overwhelming. I can't keep up. Your job now as a DJ, as like a real like, you know, a go to name, definitely in the city as a DJ. Your job must be like how do you deal with? I'm sure your DMs are crazy. Like, bro, spin my shit. Yeah. Like. How you deal with that, bro?
It'd be cool, like, you know what I mean? I had automated responses to shit. Like, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers be like, oh, man, if any shows come up, let me know. I'm like, all right, you know what I mean? But then it's like you propose this a slot, and you be like, okay, this is the stipulations or whatever the case might be. Then people, like, reluctant, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just like when people hit me up, you know how serious they are when they hit you up, like, because it's going to be more than following outside of, like, a handout, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers gonna have like a whole plan, like, yo, I got this. And when motherfuckers come with a thought out plan and some shit that I can't say no to, well, let me know when you're ready, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. The people like artists hit you up all day talking about like spin my shit or.
Especially when I'm DJing, bro. And I hate when
You're DJing?
While I'm DJing. Yeah, I just did a show last night.
Yeah, what was that? I seen that.
It was this secret sesh. It's crazy. It's like, I'll be on both sides of the coin. I'll be in the underground world because I'm about to go DJ at Hardin on Halloween too. Mm. So I did this secret set shit for my partners that I used to be involved with. Just do the other.
No, I know. I used to live in LA. So what I saw, I was like, I've been to one of those in LA.
Exactly. But now it's starting to come out here. A lot of that LA culture is starting to make its way out here just because you're getting a lot of LA transplants also.
So many people from LA, bro. Yeah, so that's why you've been rocking that Lakers gear.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe hey, like I made them take it off before we started this motherfucking episode.
My shit over there tucked up and nah, shit, man. I thought he was a Heat fan. I was like, damn.
I got favorite players. I don't got favorite teams.
Yeah, y'all remember you was telling me. I got favorite players, too. Like, one of my favorite all time, I don't give a fuck what nobody say, my favorite player of all time, Allen Iverson.
Oh, I was about to say the same shit.
That was my favorite. I used to hate Kobe, bro. Kobe.
Yeah, because he was always, like, arrogant, and he was always, like, he was, like, too polished, you know what I mean? He was, like, too perfect, you know what I'm saying?
And that's why it was just like, and then just, like, his whole attitude, bro, like, what he brought to the game, like, the braids, the tattoos, and then, like you said, the arrogance and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, AI, he's one of the goats for sure. And he's a little dude. That's what I loved about him
Exactly. So he gave, like, the little, you know, skinny niggas and shit, the young niggas that wasn't tall enough, you know 100%, what I mean?
Like, well, we could do it, too.
Man, I could be a dog out there, too, you feel
but
me?
But we can't. That motherfucker jumping through the roof, dog.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I think that he will always be respected. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he always pushed through.
Yeah. Well, he went through a lot of adversity off the court too.
Yeah, you know for sure. I mean, that was like through his whole career. You gotta think of, when you that type of person, it comes with a bunch of shit. Yeah. You feel me? You don't have like a smooth like ride to through this shit if you like going against the grain. You know what I mean?
Well, that was like a totally different time, but. Damn, bro, my mind been skipping around, bro. I'm gonna keep it real. So when we get so the DJ game, what is like how do you pick your music and know what songs to play is that just an experience thing?
It's a challenge to say the least. TikTok is making it a little easy for me though.
Really?
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, hell yeah, because it's like. It's so, like, the songs get on there, they become so trendy, and it's like, if I'm in a club, and I'm like, I done went through all, like, my little techniques and all the skills and shit I be doing, I'll be like, damn, these motherfuckers is getting tired. Mm-hmm. What's that TikTok song?
Yeah, so you have to pay attention to that.
Yeah,
type of shit.
You feel me? Like, so especially to what the people listening to, but like TikTok make it hella easier for me to have like a go-to hit. Like,
I was not expecting you to say that.
Yeah,
that's
bro,
crazy.
I'm gonna be honest.
So are you on TikTok?
No, I'm not on TikTok. It's just, this is me overhearing people doing it, like my little cousins and chicks and shit, things of that nature.
Yeah, Teddy was telling me the other day I got to get on TikTok. Yeah, I'm just like, for what?
It still ain't me though. You know what I mean? I ain't.
But it's like,
engaging.
But I'm like, I feel the same way. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm like, do I have to? Like, I kind of feel like I have to.
You got to figure out how it works for you. You feel me? That's how I feel about all the social networks. Like, I'm not on Twitter like that because I'm like a ranty type of person. Or I don't really care to, you know what I mean, just putting shit out there. So I'm not really present on Twitter like that. Like, Instagram, I like it because it's more visual. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, Twitter goes ham. Twitter
That's what I hear.
Ted, Twitter. I'm keeping it real. I'm like a little Twitter fiend.
Yeah.
Recently. But
it's crazy because nigga.
Go ahead.
Censored myself and shit. But nah, it's crazy because I wasn't on Twitter for a minute. And then when I got on Twitter, like, your tweets was like one of the first tweets that I
for
seen.
Real?
Like, you got the hardest merch.
Bro,
I'm like,
you do.
Bro, I ain't been on this motherfucker. Motherfucker's been tapping in.
Yeah, hell yeah, bro. Because Twitter is like my thought note. I don't know if that's like my notes for my thoughts, which is a good thing.
I think that's for a lot of
but
people.
It's also,
that's dope.
Yeah, but it's also a bad thing. Because some of this doesn't need to be out there, you know what I mean? But so I've been working on like censoring my shit, and sometimes I don't know, I like pick and choose type shit, but you know, but Twitter's gotten me into a little bit of trouble, but I'm not gonna lie, but yeah, bro, your merch, yo, this shirt right here, yo, this is the I was gonna wear it, and I seriously contemplated it for the last since you said you was gonna come on here, but I was like, damn, should I wear it? But then I was like, yo, I tried it on. I was like, yo, this is saucy, bro.
Yeah,
like,
I gotta bust this with a fit.
Yo, I was like, yo, I'm not ready to wear this yet. Yeah, but your merch is top tier, bro.
I appreciate it.
No, even not just DJs, because DJs don't really have merch.
Nah.
Yeah.
But that comes from like my fashion background.
Yeah.
I'm already fucking with the shit.
Yeah, but it's like, even artist merch, your shit is like, I'm not trying to pitch you against anybody else, but it's just top. It's just like, yo, it's just wavy, bro.
I appreciate it, bro. Yeah. I appreciate it, man. You, when you purchased, when you supported a nigga, I knew.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't even know you.
Exactly. That's what I'm like, man. And he bought the real, he bought the button up, not the regular
the
t-shirt.
$80 John. I was okay. Yeah.
And that's why I was like, damn, okay, let me tap in. And you was telling me about the podcast and everything. This was before, like,
now.
Yeah, exactly, because it's doing very well. I like the direction that you're taking this shit.
Appreciate it. Yeah,
I was waiting like, damn, okay. You bought the shirt. Yeah. When are you going?
No, it's all love, bro. It's all love, bro.
No, for sure. I already know.
And we have a lot of mutual friends, too. But, yeah, those first episodes, it's so funny. Like, it's like this little journey with the podcast has been, like, showing me, like, when you stay consistent with something and you love doing it, it's like you don't know where it can go, really, and how fast it can go to. And I'm not saying I'm like top whatever, but what I'm saying is I'm happy.
You're in the runners, bro.
Thanks, bro. Like, yeah. Thanks, but I feel like I'm happy with the product. You know what I mean? Because those first episodes with Abu and Brandon, it was like no lighting, none of these cool lights. The cameras were way different, and there was none of that. And it was definitely. And I thought that was wavy,
right.
And I was posting wavy.
Now,
yeah,
from what I see, you definitely in the game.
Yeah,
bro.
I appreciate it, man. So now it's like, I got to have Abu back. I got to have those first few people back.
That's my partner, though, Abu, man. That's one hustling-ass nigga, though.
Yeah,
right
I talk to him every day. We got some shit. Me and Abu got some shit in the works. Right now, I'm going to tell you about when we get off camera.
Everybody that you pretty much had up here, I got, like, relationships with, for the
most part. It's a small city.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you in the industry or you trying to do your shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. You definitely going to brush elbows with the same people.
How you feel about just the music scene and, the, you know, everything going on out here?
I feel like, you know, we got to do more, but I feel like it's definitely a scene here. You know what I mean?
Finally, right, like a real, like, tangible thing.
I feel like we had better scenes, bro. Like, music scenes. Like,
it's been, like, better eras?
Hell yeah. The best era, though, was, like, the YBE,
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, for sure.
The YBE and that Team Gutter shit, bro.
Well, like, see, a lot of these youngsters don't know about that.
They don't know. Exactly. Yeah. But I feel like that, I think that should be something that should be touched on. It should be, like, you know.
Well, I had P-Fire and Rugerigo up on here. Exactly. And they
I bumped into you in the club after.
Oh, yeah, afterwards. Oh, yeah. But they got into depth about that.
Yeah.
They went into depth about that. And that's on my YouTube. You want to go check that out. If you're a Vegas native, you got to go. And you don't know about that shit, you should first of all, like, quit what you're doing and go, yeah, like, educate yourself. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of people don't know that. And there's some people that I talk to in like the music scene,
and
they don't know about that, but they don't know who, like, Landlord is. I'm like, bro, don't even talk to me, bro.
I get it, but it's like you said, it's motherfuckers that don't know that. God. You know what I mean? Don't know no better.
I know, but it opens my eyes and my mind to the fact of, like, how many different, like, pockets of, like, music scenes going on in one. You know what I mean?
That's, yeah. And that's the tricky part. Like, especially being a DJ, you trying to fuck with certain people because you get caught up into, like, one area.
Yeah.
You feel me? And then these other
you think that's the whole city, but
exactly,
really, yes.
Exactly. It's not, and then all these other motherfuckers mad at you, like, no, it's us doing this shit over here. You feel me? So, and then I try to, like, fuck with everybody, but like I said, it's, like, always a new motherfucker popping up, like, we can name some artists right now, and then we'll have to do a podcast in 6 months later. It's going to be a whole new rollout.
Totally different.
You feel me?
Yeah, there's a... I talk to a lot of people about this, and it almost gets like I don't even want to talk about it anymore, because from what I notice and the trend I'm noticing, the people that are really caught up in, like, the whole Vegas scene, and, like, it's, you can tell they have a little bit of a competitive spirit, like, who's the hottest and all this shit, and... Mm-hmm. The people that aren't really too invested in that are having the most success. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the people that don't really care that much are already, like, usually the ones that are solidified. So they don't give a fuck. Like, they have the resume.
It's so crazy. I feel like we don't even have, like, that our music scene is not sufficient enough for anybody to be, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Like, because it's, like, not, like, we don't, the only motherfucker that I know that's even, A, getting respected for their craft and getting recognition and somewhat reps Vegas is Baby Keem.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
That's the only motherfucker
that
has it. Like, Dizzy is in there. He's still doing his thing. Like, I don't got nothing. But it's not like a Baby Keem, bro. Yeah. Like, I fuck with Dizzy. I like everything that he do. I fuck with Still Moving to the fullest. A-Rod and all them niggas.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, It's a difference with that Baby Keem shit. And I know it's a lot of other, like, a lot of Keems around Vegas that see that shit and want to be involved and got the same hunger, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, Jazz is doing his thing, too.
Jazz doing his thing. He's been doing his thing, yeah.
I mean, but that's the thing is, like, I don't like to get into, like, I've been trying to avoid the names and the lists
but
and
you,
shit.
But
yeah,
you
but
got
you
to.
Got to, yeah.
You got to, because Jazz, I feel like he's one of a kind. You
he
feel
is.
Me?
He's oh,
one
yeah.
of a kind. He was able to build relationships that I don't think nobody else in the city would get outside of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but to go back to what you said about the DJing with that Nipsey quote, Saul Land. What was it, Saul Land? I sold it.
That was Jay-Z.
Jay-Z?
In the rap game, sold it.
Oh, okay. Why did I think that was Nipsey? But him writing and going down that lane, you know, and having, like, major success with that, it's like, yo, there's more than one way to get the bag, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And but what was so dope about the Jazz shit that he wasn't really getting no credit until the whole Meek Mill and Drake Ghostwriter shit really hit the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Then everybody would start paying attention to the Ghostwriters more and start giving them, like, their recognition and their credit and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would love to have Jazz up here and talk to him about all that.
Cause, like, that's a stone's throw away. Like,
I know. It's just it'll happen. I don't like to force things.
I like being in the same room. And then, like, it was a point in time me and Jazz was kicking it here and there and shit like that. He introduced me to a lot of people. The first time, that nigga showed me a Maybach. We was at Molly Mall crib. And they're like, oh, man, whatever. Man,
that must have been a minute ago.
Probably a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole Molly Mall situation, too, is crazy, too.
Yeah.
I just read the news. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I just know the impact that he had on the city, and I feel like that's something that's needed.
Molly Mall?
Yeah, hell yeah. Like, outside of whatever, the bullshit, you know, minus the bullshit, the shit, everything else was great. You feel me?
Yeah, he was definitely like, I don't know, man. There's like, Vegas is such an interesting place, man, because so many people are in and out, and so many people live here, you don't even know. And
exactly.
Excuse me.
But I feel like that was one of the he was like a staple in Vegas. He was bringing motherfuckers here. Marty Mar, he was bringing people here. Local motherfuckers was, you know what I mean, mingling amongst these niggas. You know what I mean? And I feel like
That's what it kind of takes, is those relationships.
Exactly, bro. Like, for our music scene, I feel like that shit was hella important, but it wasn't really nobody popping like that to kind of capitalize off of that shit. You feel me?
Yeah, I tell people all the time, Vegas, we're an island. We're just surrounded with dirt instead of water.
Pretty much, you know?
It's like we're kind of like in, like, I don't know, it's weird, but you're right. We needed to bring the industry to us type shit. You know what I mean?
And I feel like when he was here, the shit that you would see, like, you know, like, you just would see shit that you don't see no more. You know what I mean? It's like people don't have those relationships with artists for them to understand what, you know what I mean, that it's shit on here. Like, that's when Drake was rapping. Me and Franny and Molly Mall at the crib, we need more shit like that to bring shine light on Vegas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like if we had shit like that, like, in rotation, more fluent, like, going, you know, more niggas like that, then it'd be more.
Why do you think we don't have that, though? Why do you think it's not like in Atlanta where everybody's working together, or L.A., everybody's working together?
I think because it's not like, I feel like, you know how we don't have like the
unity?
Nah, it's not like it's not like Vegas niggas is performing at Dre's. You feel me? Yeah. We not. It's not like that shit gotta. It's gotta be some type of like a coexistence, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like between the clubs and then the artists, the upcoming artists.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in the radios and shit like that, I think if we kind of backed our own artists and kind of supported shit more, and then not just one motherfucker, multiple people, so everybody won't feel left out, I think we'll see a change in, you know what I mean, in our music scene. And then, therefore, like, motherfuckers throw them, like, when Institution was throwing the shows and they have, like, look, they was on to something.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But it's like,
shout
it's
out
not,
Abo again for that. Yeah.
And
yeah.
D and all the rest of them, everybody over there.
You feel me?
Yeah, all of them, they was doing their thing. And I feel like that stuff that has to be consistent. Like, if the Molly Mall thing and then the Institution things was around at the same time, you know what I mean? I feel like we could see more. Not saying that it's impossible or it's not going to happen or it's not other shit going on as we speak, but it's just like, I think that. It take, like you said, unity for everybody.
I think a big problem is that like you got to have the space. Like, Institution has a space that they control, that they can do it, you know. But Dre's, like, in those places, and those are like not corporate, but those are like companies, like big companies. They don't give a fuck about it. You know what I mean?
In LA. What club not booking? They barely be having artists from other places.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you go to all these other places. There, you go to Texas. They listen to themselves. They name rappers that we never fucking heard of. You feel me? Because they so devoted to their own. You know what I mean? As opposed to us, I feel like I said, the YBE and the Team Gutter shit. It was a real. People felt they had like. They was emotionally invested into whichever side that they was on.
Had something to latch on to.
And then not only that, they studied these motherfuckers. Niggas, Pee Wee 100 bars and running. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I
used to bump that shit. Nigga, I used to bump Team Gutter, Young Butter. He used to be having all them fucking singing songs and shit for the chicks and shit.
Yeah,
fucking,
shout out Butter, bro.
Ruga Rico, nigga. I remember I used to rap them niggas shit like word for word. You feel me?
Yeah.
And then I went to high school with these niggas. These niggas,
me too.
Firing Ruga Rico up in the coming to my school and shit. So it's just like, and then like knowing Mook them and Landlord and later on developing a relationship with them. But before I ever had a friend association with him, I was a fan of him, you know.
Yeah, 100%. That's why I was that's why I love to have them on too, because I got to like ask, because I was like I knew people that knew them type shit, but I was watching the whole time, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was from back when I was in middle school, like watching them do battles and shit,
exactly.
You know what I mean? And It was
and
like,
then for remember when niggas used to meet up at parks.
But that's the thing is like we're on the internet now, so it's like, you know what I'm saying. We don't do that. People don't do that anymore.
Is that they capitalize on like the initial internet phase? YouTube, you feel me? Like nigga, we was exactly we was on YouTube, MySpace. Yeah. Niggas were so
damn. We're dating ourselves. Yeah, right
nah, it's cool, man. It's like it's fun facts. It's history lessons and shit like that. You know, motherfuckers gotta know, bro. It give you a better understanding of Vegas, and I just think that we like, I don't know, Vegas, we so spoiled too, you feel me?
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you do get popping out here, it's like, you kind of feel like you own, you know what I mean? And it's not, you're not really own because nobody know you outside of Vegas, you feel me?
Yeah, that's why I tell people all the time to definitely, like you'll get, because when I was managing Teddy and them, like, every time we went out of town.
And I didn't even know you had that background, bro.
Yeah. Yo, you didn't know I managed Teddy?
Nah. I mean, I found out through a fucking clip y'all posted later on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Me and Teddy have been rocking for the last, like, we were in 2017, like 16, 17, 18. But every time we went out of town, like, there was one time we opened up for Paul Wall up in Oregon at this college little festival. And, bro, when I tell you the love and the fandom that was coming our way, it was like, what the fuck? Like, we would expect that to be in our own city, but it doesn't happen like that.
Because niggas, people not, like, kind of trained or, like, kind of taught how to support motherfuckers.
It's new to us.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. So I think, like, if they seen some, you know, it
it's new.
Yeah, I feel
you like. You know, like somebody you came up with and they're, like, doing their thing and they're having some success, like I think we don't know how to like emotionally handle that.
Yeah, you feel me? It's like motherfuckers turn into like competitors as opposed to like, I mean, supporters.
But I think that's human nature, you know, but we have to like check like, ourselves.
And learn how to support. You feel me? Learn how to, you know, give credit where it's due, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people's music just isn't good.
So let me ask you this. Let me be the interviewer for a second. Right, top five Vegas artists.
Oh, why you gonna do this to me?
Top five, because I know you probably gonna hit me with it, so let me go in there.
Top five Vegas artists,
off the top of your head, not the last people you interviewed. I know that got a big, I know that plays a major role.
Yeah. No, I mean, the people that, like, I mean, I could probably do a top 10, but.
10, all right,
I mean,
fuck it,
when we talk about favorite, we're talking about people that I play in my car when I'm by myself.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
fair enough.
I'm not trying to like
dick ride
or just not my homie or I might not even know them personally or anything like that, but I'm talking about just pure talent. Like, man, yo.
Fuck it. I'm a DJ. We finna shoot off some names.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I mean, you gotta say Jazz.
We gotta say Jazz. That's of course, you know, y'all are doing this thing, you know.
Yo, Weez. Weez is going
that
crazy
nigga the
right
truth,
now.
Man.
No, he's super talented. I like him. I've been tapping in.
Yeah. That nigga, the truth, bro. That's my boy. He's a good ass person too. Like that's why it's like I said, I'm a super fan of him, you know what I mean? Because he's just a dope ass person, and then it's like his music is a reflection of that. You know 100%. What I mean?
Yeah, he's real close with Teddy too. So
yeah, exactly.
So I've been tapping in, but aside from that, he's super talented.
Yeah, Teddy doing his thing
No bias shit. Like Teddy's probably one of the most talented people I ever met.
Yeah,
he just got to put everything else together.
Yeah,
and then he gonna take.
I think he got it. He just fucking just.
He just gotta lock in.
No, it ain't even now. He just fucking too like hard on himself. You feel me? I feel like this nigga play like a crate full of shit that's not even out. He'd be like, damn, this shit ain't out. Oh, I don't know how I feel. Nigga, this shit is hot.
For 3-4 years, bro, getting him to release music has been pulling teeth.
Yeah, that's the only thing. But he got it, bro. He records a lot and he's present. You know what I mean? Everything is there. He just. Too hard on himself as far as the music goes. I think he just need to let that shit out.
He is. So, if Two Realists would put out more motherfucking music.
Two Realists, man. But even them, but they just got like a fucking, like, they got a presence that just like, you
got
to understand
them.
They
got the influence.
You got to understand them. Yeah. Like, and I've gotten a chance to get to know them a lot. You feel me? They got like a hood presence that you couldn't get from nobody else. You feel me? Like, or how people fuck with them is like, I don't think there's no other artist that get that type of love.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're like I mean, as far as respect and influence goes and, yeah, and all that, they got it. But
they just got, like you say, you got to put out more music and shit like that, and, yeah, and more content.
They got a new project coming.
I was just seeing that nigga the other day. We had was at this party to the pole shit, and we was shooting game back and forth. Like I got a good relationship with Mook. Yeah. This Mook, he a funny ass nigga too.
Yeah.
Weez and Mook is like some funny ass niggas, bro.
They cool as fuck.
Yeah. Fucking. But
we got it. But I mean, we got to say, because I can't ever go start a list without saying the landlord, Interstate Fats.
Fats is like Goatee. That nigga's a god, bro. Like that.
Yeah, I would consider Fats and Landlord like the godfathers of Las Vegas rap shit.
Yeah, the legends for sure, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
I mean, we could go on and on. Like, P-Fire, Ruger Rico, obviously, D-Cross. Like, come on.
Them legends, too. And then they still relevant. I feel like people still finding out about them. Like, because I know P-Fire be fucking with the Coke Boys and shit like that. And then that nigga D-Cross was on tour with the game and the whole...
Yeah, they're putting the dots together. But it goes to show you, like, how much of a journey, like, being an artist is, and how much of a challenge it is, like, and you know, you really just gotta love music. Like, those guys, like, everybody we just listed, like, they love music. They've been doing music, and nothing will ever stop them from not doing music. Yeah. But it seems like a lot of people in the new generation, they're using music as a way to get famous or notoriety instead of doing music as an artist, you know?
And, like, really, like, making some shit substantial. You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like people just doing it to be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that a lot. But at the end of the day, I used to be like, oh, these niggas just... But at the end of the day, it's like, they kind of... Everybody had their own, like, goals and shit like that. Yeah. And who am I to tell a nigga, like, that ain't the... You know what I mean?
I know.
Especially with getting older, because you get to developing certain habits, you be like, nah, I can't do that, man. I'm going to be the old nigga that can't appreciate anything. You know what I mean? So, like, I've been, like...
Back in my day.
Yeah. Fuck, or, like, man, that ain't really... You know, who's to say? You know what I mean? Long as the shit is, like, cool, somebody fuck with it. Because I be seeing, like, this young nigga, Shahid. Lil Boat, A Lil Night.
Yep. Both of them
is dope. They got, like, I be seeing them. They be moving around, players, mm-hmm, fuck. Mm-hmm. They be doing their shit.
If I had a nephew or a son that was, like, 16... I'd be like, bro, like, why do you want to be a, why do you want to do, like, it's so many, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the cream always rises to the top. So, yeah, like, if you're really like an artist and you have that in you, mm-hmm, then I feel like go do it for sure.
Yeah.
But I see a lot less of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's. I'm like on the fence about it, man, because it's like you never know. Like, you feel me? Like,
you don't.
You be like, this shit whack, and then next thing you know, you rapping that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, subconsciously. You know what I mean? Yeah, Not even intentionally. You try your hardest to ignore this shit. You know what I mean?
That's
why I be like, man, let me be open minded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So as far as like anybody that has the courage to, to express their creativity or their art in some form or fashion. You know what I mean?
Like, people like Blueface, everybody's probably telling him he's whack, and look at him. You know.
That's how I felt, man. I felt that way about a lot of artists, and then my opinion don't change shit.
Yeah. No, for real. And that's the crazy thing about it is music is such an opinion-based game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many opinions do you have? And that's going to dictate, like, your success. It's weird.
Kinda. Because I feel like, you know, it's critics that critique shit all the time, but you know how they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, or art is in the eye of the beholder. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you know what you're trying to project across, and you know who's going to be able to relate to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if they fuck with it, it's like, fuck the people that don't understand it.
Or that
don't see the potential, you know what
I mean? Yeah, there's a lot of, like, little lanes that you could find success in, you know what I mean? Like, just because these people don't like it, that doesn't mean, you know, you can have a whole career over here, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. Yeah. So I just feel like, man, you know, everybody got 24 hours in a day, and who's to say what comes of that shit? You know what I mean? If you dedicate your shit to doing music, and I feel like something's gonna come from it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just you dedicate yourself to anything, I feel like you're gonna reap some type of benefit. That's just my philosophy on life and shit like that.
100%.
But with the music shit, I feel like, man, you'd be surprised. But I'm gonna continue to go back down the line of artists. I want to talk about all these niggas.
Yeah, I feel like you got some.
No, I don't got nothing to say about nobody, man. Because I'm here as a DJ, bro. Everybody from Vegas to hype them up, man. Yeah. I want everybody to do well. I want to
hear your list. So go ahead. That's important right there. What you just said. You said right now at this moment.
Yeah.
Because I could ask you tomorrow.
If you would have asked me a year ago, you would have asked me at the top of the year, it would have been totally different. Yeah, but like from what I've seen niggas do during the quarantine and what their track record already showed, man, it's Rio Vegas or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
You ever heard of him?
I want to lie and say I have, but I haven't.
You got to look into him.
I want to make this clear. This is how there's no better way for me to hear about music. If I like click on your link or I find you online, I'm probably not going to give you the time of day. But if a person, especially a DJ, tells me about it, now I'm going to definitely tap in.
So, like, some niggas that I see, like, putting in the groundwork, putting their money where their mouth is, to say the least. Like I said, this Rio Vegas, I'm probably saying his name. Hold on, let me look at my phone. Because saying his name.
Yeah, what's his name, too? Neighborhood.
Neighborhood. Hold on, bro. Don't jump the gun, bro. I'm giving you my top three, putting their money where their mouth is. You know what I'm saying? I had to say Leaning Low. I already said it's Rio.
Oh, Leaning Low.
And then Neighborhood 6. That's the top three that's putting their money where their mouth is, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? That's investing in themselves or even taking initiative to, you know, reach out to expand their shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Neighborhood 6, he been getting a bunch of features and tapping in with the right producers and shit, and the visuals been dope. That nigga Low, he always had like a nice fucking dope features and shit like that, a couple like hits and shit on his own. And it's real. He just got like this hood presence, bro. I just fuck with, and just kind of like an arrogance. You know what I mean? Right. And he just tell like, you know, he doing this shit, he could give a fuck, and he really embody Vegas. Like his fucking name is the Rio. He got the fucking logo from the Rio.
Oh, that's what it comes.
And this shit. Hold on, I'm gonna show you this shit.
Okay.
And I just looked into his shit. I came across, and I was just like, damn.
How long ago?
Probably a couple
months.
I'm about to get it right now, so I don't be wrong. Hey man, please forgive me if I was saying your name wrong, bro. I'm trying to introduce you. Yeah, it's Rio Rivas.
Rio Rivas.
Yeah, I'm a.
R-I-O.
It's ITS underscore.
Oh, no, I got it. Yeah. Came right up. Yo, my phone be listening to me, dog. Yeah. I tapped in R-I, and then it's Rio Rivas. It was at the
popped
top
up.
Of the list.
Yeah, bro.
These motherfuckers, man.
He doing this shit, bro.
Okay, I'm going to check him out.
Yeah, I feel like they putting their money where their mouth is.
I'm
going
to check him out. He look like D from
Institution, huh? Yeah. Like his little cousin or some shit.
I'm gonna check him out. No, he look like dude.
Yeah, he been putting out some shit. His shit is like it's hard. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like where he going with the shit. All
right.
Neighborhood 6 is dope. Fuck too. That shit he put out with Mozzie. Hitman, Money Wade.
Money Wade.
I like what they got going on.
He's been moving and grooving for a minute, too.
Yeah, doing his thing, man, as he's supposed to, man. Yeah. I be saying, he always drop one every so often that fuck up the streets. Like, he had that Boss Moves.
Yep.
Boss Man?
Yep.
That shit was hot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, right now, he got that song out with Hitman If I go on out, I'm like, freeze it.
Yeah, yeah,
that shit hard
as fuck. Yeah, Hitman going crazy, too.
Hitman going crazy. Yeah. I went to high school with Hitman. It's crazy.
Okay. I pop in at Gas Studio right next door.
Gas station and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy because I used to be fucking with his older cousin, King Vay. He a dope ass producer out here, also.
King Vay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've never met him, but I heard about him probably couple months ago,
yeah.
But I've been like, oh, where the fuck am I been? He's over here doing his thing.
Yeah, he be doing his thing.
See, there's a lot of people that's like doing their thing,
and
but not really.
That's
like,
part of the reason why I'm like, nigga, let's shoot these names off.
Yeah.
Let's go there, because it's like, it's just some young niggas too. Like I like Rod Waters. He be doing this shit. Who else, man? It's so many niggas. I be drawing blanks, but
yeah. See, that's why because I always forget about
my boy Trio. He from the East Side. He be doing his thing. Mm-hmm. He got great energy and shit like that.
There's so much music coming out of the East Side, bro.
Yeah, the East Side been going crazy, bro. Like, you know, predominantly it'd be like Northtown and like West Side and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? That was kind of like the voices for Vegas, you know? And then now it's like this East Side Waves, because East Side Wave, it's these young niggas. It's like 3TM. Mm-hmm. It's this nigga named... Fuck, I fuck with him, but I be forgetting names. Yeah. His stage name and shit.
But the East Side has produced, you know, Dizzy, Interstate. Yeah, Dizzy. So they you know.
My boy 2K, man, I forget what. I know, bro.
I know, dog.
But these niggas, they call it like 3TM. Mm-hmm. Dope, bro. They got some dope shit. They got this song called Type Shit. Mm-hmm. That shit hard. I swear to God, I'll play it, and you'll be like, who the fuck is this? Because it just flows. It goes with, you know what I mean? Them young niggas is dope. I think him and Esau Grizz is brothers. I'm not for sure. I think I'm kind of positive, but I think
Grease Blanco going crazy too.
Grease Blanco, man, I fuck with that nigga too. That nigga just crazy. Did. Him and Pooh Pistols had a little, I like Pooh Pistols too, Grease took that one.
He just did a feature with one of my favorite rappers, bro.
Who?
Payroll
Giovanni. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of, he put his money where his mouth is too, though. For sure. Grease Blanco. Yeah. For sure. It's crazy because I went to school with his older sister, and she's a real good friend of mine. That's like my best friend and shit. His older sister. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I seen him when he was like younger and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's dope to see him like where he at right now.
Yeah, yeah. So as a DJ, are you done with any more names you want to pop?
No, they probably come in later.
So as a DJ though, how do you feel about like where you are now, and then what are your goals?
Man, honestly, bro, my goals they change every day, bro.
Yeah,
they change every day because I see something or I set out to do something, then I might see somebody do something similar, mm-hmm. and then I'd be like, do something else. But one person that I do like kind of not really mimic as much, but kind of like try to follow in his footsteps is like Franny though. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's been like a super staple for Vegas. Like I feel like I don't think.
Well, hip hop in general. He knew Biggie.
Vegas, bro. Yeah. Like, he knew Biggie, yeah. Tupac. I mean, not Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You go on this page, you see pictures with all your favorite artists and shit like that. Yeah. And I just want to kind of embody that same shit with doing what I'm doing. But I want to be more so like respective, a homegrown artist, you know what I mean?
For sure.
I want to get on that platform also. Mm-hmm. And just pretty much be just a fucking household name when it comes to the hip hop industry, and then kind of be like the face for Vegas and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to go on? Have you ever been on tour? Or done shows out?
I've done like little shit. I was just on, like last year, I did a little tour with these Trap and Paint niggas.
Mm-hmm.
We did like a couple different cities. I've been on a tour. I went on a little fucking tour with my boy Yards. He do art and shit. Mm-hmm. We had hit a couple cities.
Oh, he's art. Yeah. What you talking about? Yeah.
Outside of that, I just did like little shit. That's just doing my own thing.
I can see you doing that, bro. The tour DJ.
Yeah, that's really like.
You got to find the right artist and do all that. Yeah, I mean, that's like more so like politics type shit, like who you know.
Exactly.
But I feel like that opportunity is not that far away from you.
Yeah, no, I mean, because I travel a lot, and like I said, I fuck with hella people. Like, like last year I was with the Trap and Pain niggas. I was in fucking Tacoma, Portland, fucking the Bay Area, fucking L.A.
Is it harder to DJ somewhere like outside of Vegas?
What I think what's the beauty about being from Vegas is it's a melting pot.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear West Coast shit, I hear Southern shit, I hear some neo soul shit. You feel me? Like I hear it's so many different vibes that I can go to. You know what I mean? When I'm out of town, and that's what I like, because it's like if I wasn't in Vegas, I'd be in California listening to only California shit, or I'd be in Atlanta only listening to. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just because it's so, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you ever feel like, or do you ever want to, or thought about managing somebody and like taking an artist under their wing or under your wing and really like molding them and playing their music and doing that?
If I was like A&R somewhere or some shit like that, then on top of me being a DJ, then because I'll be able to provide something to the artist. I don't want to sit here and try to piggyback off of artists. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Have you thought about venturing off into those kind of roles or no?
If given the opportunity, but I know I got to work for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got to do shit. I gotta put out music. I gotta do more shows. I gotta fucking throw more events to, you know what I mean? Where it's proven.
I feel like DJs are the best music managers.
Yeah.
I feel like DJs go perfect with the music. Like, if you're managing the artist that you're DJing for, I feel like because the music is, at the end of the day, is what's important. Mm. So, like, if a person, like, that's why I kind of felt like my position was kind of, like, not respected as much because I didn't come from music. You know what I mean? Mm. So when you have a DJ, but my DJ, like, some of my DJ friends.
It goes the same because I don't come from music. I mean, I don't have a background in music.
But you're a DJ.
Listen, bro. Listen, that shit don't fly, bro. When I get in the rooms with these producers and these artists that's been doing this shit way longer than I've been DJing, I'm in the same boat. Yeah, you could play the music. Yeah, you play your role. But at the end of the day, it's like, nigga, motherfuckers want somebody that's going to put them in a position.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And if I'm not trusted enough like that, because like I said, I can probably get you some shows, put you on, so get your music played and shit like that. But niggas be wanting like some real opportunities, you know?
Yeah. I feel like you'd be great for that, bro.
I'm trying.
Is there an artist that you would like to? I feel like you and Taylor Weez would go crazy. I feel like if you really be like, yo, Taylor, like Weez, I'm gonna take you to the next level.
But I'm trying to get to the next level.
That's what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. I definitely understand what you're saying. But Weez might get there without me. You feel me?
Yeah.
He's that good of an artist, I believe in. Everybody around, I might just be happy that he get on and I do just be his tour DJ. You know what I mean? It's one of them situations because it's like, I feel like everybody is super talented and everybody got like so much potential. It's like, intimidating to try to have to be responsible for this artist and get it to the next level.
It's a lot of responsibility because like when you're not getting the results right away, them artists look at you like, yeah, what the fuck you doing? Like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I see a lot of I hear a lot of horror stories about, you know, managers just leeching or not even leeching, just like calling themselves a manager and really not doing nothing. Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, what is your role as a manager? I think that needs to be talked about too, because there's a lot of like, I don't know, man. Just leeches, bro. Leeches.
And you hear the different stories and shit about different motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know? That's why I'd be like, I'm reluctant. It's just like when motherfuckers like, hey, you should rap.
Yeah.
Nah, I know it come with that. You feel me? I'm cool. Like,
I try to be a rapper, bro. Fun fact.
Eat gummies and shit? I got these from my barbershop, bro.
Oh, no.
You want to try a gummy?
You don't want a gummy? No?
Nobody? Okay.
Yo, I would, but I probably could, and then because it won't hit me for a little bit.
Nah, yeah, you be all right, man. Shout out to LOL Edibles, man. Got this medical cannabis candy, 500 milligrams and shit.
Edibles do me dirty. Edibles do me dirty, bro.
Nah, bro. This is what people to be feeling to realize, bro. It's like, you know how they when you get like a fucking Bud Light, they be like, okay, you got to drink responsibly. Yeah. You got to medicate responsibly. You can't overindoze. You feel me? So. You got to have, like, at least one of these motherfuckers. You know, you can't just knock this whole pack off and then...
No, I think one would be too much.
Nah, hell no, bro.
I don't, bro.
You don't smoke another?
I mean, I've been on and off smoking since I was 12 years old, but... Damn. Recently... Nah, I haven't been smoking. Because I got a driving job, so...
You're not finna smoke. We finna just...
Yeah, but those would do me even worse. Yo, I'm going to be out for the count for the next...
This nigga came to my barbershop. He was selling these motherfuckers and shit.
Isn't the weed game is crazy right now, bro. I have like a... Oh, man, this dude...
Bro, I would... Fuck it. You know, come on. I was selling weed... Before dispensaries, you know.
Bro, I was selling weed when I was in eighth grade, when I was 13 years old.
Yeah, you told me you was smoking a 12. I wouldn't even think about putting shit in my mouth around there. Like,
my best friend had an older sister, so she used to fuck with us and get us high and shit. Yeah, but the weed game is crazy now, the weed game has become almost like the music game, almost simultaneously. How it's so oversaturated.
It's like they just added that. You know, it was just like fashion, liquor. Dude, now weed is just weaseled its way in.
It's all about timing. It's like if you get into an industry early enough, even it might be illegal. You get into it early enough. That's where you make the money.
Mm-hmm.
But once it goes like now. It's like, yo, like.
But what's so crazy is, bro.
I mean, there's still a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. It's the black market is booming.
It depends on like how you look at it, man. Because like I said, it was a point in time where like I could say, anybody could sell some weed at a certain price, whatever the case may be. And then it'd be like, it'd be like, you know, it'd be what it was. You know what I'm saying? You have to wait for the weed, man. You have to accept whatever that is.
Yeah. You got to meet them somewhere.
You can walk into a dispensary at any given day and have so many options. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it was cool.
You had to get what was available.
Yeah, it was cool. If like being like, you know what I mean, the distributor, it was cool. You know what I mean? You didn't have that competition. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Now it's like, shit, you know, everybody got weed. And not only that, everybody got weed, I mean, this shit is commercial. Like, this shit is everywhere, especially depending on the demographic, you know?
And a lot of it's really good now, too.
Exactly. And then, all right, so now it's the flip of it. Like, so now, shit, that it depending on who you are and how much your client trusts you, you could sell them motherfuckers whatever the fuck for however the fuck. Yeah, you know what I mean? However, you know what I mean? Because, like the run shit. Like, I know I got a couple boys that, like.
That's burner shit, right?
That's Young LB. Like, I think it's like his young partner or something. Oh, okay. Like, don't call me on it, though.
Okay.
That's, I ain't that savvy. But I know, like, one of my partners, he, like, got some shit. And just because it's in the bag, whatever the case, he charged an arm and a leg. You feel me?
Yo, he packaged that motherfucker up right. He got to account for that cost.
He got co-signed from a great brand.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's, like you said, as far as the music industry, that's where it goes. Because if you get like a good co-sign, then you Gucci. You know what I mean?
Because it's that shit is so funny, bro. It's so funny how that shit works, bro. Because it's like, just because his weed is good, I mean your weed is good. Yeah. But it's all about perception too. You know, it's like. Yeah, he got a co-sign from Burner or whatever the case is. Like, his weed must be good.
Now, shit, man, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I can sell this shit for $100 a quarter that you would sell for $50, whatever the case may be.
I don't know anybody that would buy that.
What?
$100 for a quarter?
What, bro? Niggas is doing that. That's the norm. You don't hear niggas be talking about $500 zips?
Oh, my God.
It's only four quarters in the zip. If you charging, like, it's what? Like some niggas is paying $500 for like
a zip, for real. $500. Yo, the most I've ever heard was like $350, and that was years ago.
That's when I was.
That's
doing
like
my thing.
top flight.
Yeah, and that was a minute ago.
Wow, so, that's wild, bro. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, let's talk about some wild shit. Baby.
Yeah, come on, give me a groupie story, bro. I know you got them.
Ah, shit.
You've been drinking Hennessy too. I know you got
some crazy stories. I ain't been drinking nothing. I've been chilling. Whoa.
What's the craziest shit you've ever seen at a house party?
A house party? Man, I seen some wild shit. I'm trying to think, like, how can I tell like a decent story? Like,
yo, I seen two girls having sex at a house party. Just in the open.
That sounded so like normal to me. Yeah. Like
regular.
You said two girls having sex.
But when I seen it, it was like, you know.
I'm trying to think of some wild shit. Like,
yeah, when I seen it, I was like, hold on. Like, do I join in? Like, what's gonna happen to me right now? But it was too many people around. It's like they're putting on a show.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a situation where it's like, damn, I don't wanna put no names out there, nothing like that. <You don't. laughs> I'm trying to think though, like a groupie story.
Damn, that Modelo got me.
You knocked that bitch off already?
Saucy. I'm an alcoholic, bro. That's why I couldn't drink that tequila. Yeah, I got shit to do today. It's too early.
Likewise. That's why I was like, I'm glad he bought the little bottle. Yeah. But damn, a groupie story.
You got groupies?
I know you do.
Can I end the section? Easy. Come on.
That's normal, bro. Yeah, that's normal. Like, no. Like, or... They're like,
hey, that shit does, yeah.
Hey, you fucking with her, man? Yeah. But, like, nah, see, I can't really go into, like, a groupies. I can't really. Oh, okay.
All right. Uh-oh.
Yeah, see.
Look at his face. His face just lit up.
It wasn't really me. Damn. Even better. I want to say my boy's name.
Nah, don't say his name. Just keep it anonymous.
Yeah, all right. So, boom, like, my boy, he, like, we in his club and shit. He like, I'm like, bro, how you know a girl? He like, I don't know, man. Whoop the whoop. So I'm like, what the fuck? So somebody's my pun. I'm like, hey, you think bro know a girl? Mm-hmm. Like, she keep lingering. So
she keep lingering.
So fucking as the night go on, I guess she like got more and more drunk, whatever the case may be. So now she's following him around the club, bro. So I'm like, what the fuck, bro? I'm like, what's up? Oh, like, she's, you know,
wild.
Yeah. So boom. So now, like, he's like low key dodging her. Woo-doo-woo-woo. So now we laughing and shit like that. So then, she's like tripping out, like. She like, cause I like, this shit is so funny. Like, if you was there, it would have been even more funny. But fucking, this chick, she was just following my boy around, and then it's just like you really, would've seen her. She looked at like a teacher, like somebody's teacher, bro. Uh-huh. Like
she was like an older lady,
an older mature Caucasian woman, and it was like following my boy around the club, and we like, bro, like how the fuck do he know her? So he like, bro, she just a fan of the music, right? So in my head, I'm like, nah, she's singing more than a fan, bro. Like, you
fans
know what
don't
I mean?
Do that, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, he probably took her. Because my boy said, I guess she was trying to offer him a drink, and he was like, nah, I got it. Yeah. And then my boy overheard her, like, you know, money's no problem. So I'm like, damn, why would she say that if she don't know this?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then we like,
Oh, that was his sugar mama or something? He didn't want nobody to know. He didn't want nobody to know.
And this was recent. This is why I can like think of it. So boom. So like it get to the point to be like, damn, bitch. Like get off the homie dick. Yeah. Like back up. Like she like no, I want him. We like I said, it's like an older, like Caucasian woman, like somebody's teacher, bro. Like it's like a teacher skirt.
Why would
like
he invite her out? Why would he tell him? Why would he tell her?
I don't know. That's what was confusing me, because I'm like, damn, why would he? I'm like, I wouldn't invite her out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I think she came with like a group of motherfuckers. You feel me? And then like she was a fan of this shit, whatever the case may be. So like when we leaving, and like this was the funniest part, because like she like tell him that I want him. And he, mind you, he jump in a homie car and try to act like he was finna leave. Mm-hmm. She opens the car door and jumps in the car with him and shit like that.
Oh.
So then, bro, like, so then my other boy get the trip, like,
nah. She's thirsty.
Then her homegirl, like, like, no, you gotta chill. But in my head, like, I'm still trying to figure out, dude, bro really know this bitch?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So fucking,
it sounds like he did, and he didn't want nobody to know.
You know, so that, you know what I mean? So fucking, the chick kept chasing him, kept following him around the parking lot. He ended up fucking just having to hop in his car and, like, pill out. Like, you actually hear his tires screeching. And the bitch, he was hot because the bitch was harassing him. He couldn't even enjoy himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She just kept hawking him. So fucking, she ended up leaving. She still was in the parking lot, like, wigging. Like, her friend had to, like, take her, like, you know what I mean? But I'm like, all right, bros. I said, you think bros fucked her before? So I'm like, she was acting like, too, like, you know?
She just got out of divorce.
Yeah.
And she's just...
I mean, it was something, bro. Like, that was, like, that's probably, like, and I wish I could really go more in detail, but I can't. Like, that's, like,
you
probably,
can,
like.
You can, though. Come on.
No, I can't. This is going to get.
Yo, that's crazy. I would not be ashamed if I had a sugar mama. I would tell everybody and be nice to her.
That's what niggas say until your sugar mama.
Yeah,
and she
over there
in the hookah lounge with you while you trying to vibe. You'll be like,
damn. She probably made him like turn on his location. These are the stipulations. If you want $4,000 a month, I need to know where.
But
you're
I know
at.
he don't need it from her. You know what I'm saying? So it's probably just one of them things. Like she just.
We all need an extra $4,000 a month. Shit.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's true.
I'll take it.
I could use it.
I'll use it.
Yeah, I could use it.
Come on.
But if it come with that, I could do without it.
I don't know. I might be able to.
You ain't
never
dealt with a crazy chick? Like,
oh, yeah, I have.
Like you lived with her somewhere, you used her car, and she like tried to like.
Oh, I've been up that road, for sure.
You feel me? Like
for
that.
For sure. And it, you know, you're right. The drama and all that is
that
really
don't
not
be worth
it,
bro.
It's not.
You be like, you be going through it. You be like,
oh, man. Yo, shorty, this one girl, like back in the day, she had bought me a car. She had done a whole bunch.
You feel me?
But it wasn't worth all that. Wasn't worth
the headache.
The headache, dog. I feel you.
Bro, like,
how long are we at right now? Four hours?
No, 1 hour.
Oh, 1 hour? Oh, okay. Yo, time be flying. I got to ask.
Yeah, okay.
Because sometimes we'll be in here for 2 hours, and then I look up and I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to make it, to talk about some good shit.
Yeah. What else you want to talk about, man?
Oh, shit, man. It's your show.
Yeah, I know. I gotta remind myself of
you
that.
You said groupies. groupies is cool. Like, we talked about the artists and shit like that. Me getting into DJ and shit.
We covered a lot,
What keep me going in the DJ shit, I just like doing it. I just like the music. And then, like, I be putting out these mixes and shit on Treehouse.
Yo, I was going to say that, too. Your marketing, like, you know how you just send me mixes. And I feel like a lot of artists and people that got anything going on, you got to be aggressive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I fuck with that because there's so much shit going on, like, in my head. So the fact that you continue to send me, like, send me your mixes. Yeah. I'm not mad at that at all.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And it's one of them situations where I'll be saying back to myself, like, damn, do I really want to harass these motherfuckers?
Yes, you do.
Do I really want to? But then I'd be like, I'm going to do it for a little bit, then I'm going to ease up.
If they don't want to be on the list, then they'll tell you.
Exactly. Yeah. But not even that they won't tell me. It's just like, shit, either you listen or you're not. You know,
exactly, You know who else does that really well? It's K&M. I'm not even going to hold you.
Yeah.
Because I've been, bro, he's been sending me parties. He sends me parties. Text messages every weekend, and I've damn near been trying to get off them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
So
but
crazy
it still comes to me. I'm
just,
like, all right,
I respect
it.
Tapped in with him. Like, man, I never really had like a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. Not to say good or bad, I never had a relationship with him. But through Teddy, I've been meeting him, and then me and Kilo, I got booked for a couple shows and shit like that. But through K&M, I just really started fucking with him and shit, and seeing like the fucking. The method to the madness.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Too, and he's so young still.
And, I tip my hat off to him for
sure.
Yeah,
I want to have him on here because it's a lot. Of, like he's almost like infamous in a lot of ways. Like he's just a character, bro. But I love him to death, and he's been doing a lot for the city too. For
yeah,
sure,
he do a lot. You know what I mean? He got a lot of knowledge. He
brought a lot of people out too.
Season, yeah, he's seasoned for sure. Like you said, to be so young and shit like that. Like I said, I be learning shit from him, and I'm his senior. You know what I mean? So it's just like I be just sitting back taking notes. Like, damn, bro, you really own this shit.
Yeah, for real. You excited for tonight?
I'm excited to see how this shit turn out because I like to just see when the city, you know, get to doing shit like this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Because
we need more. Like, we've been in the quarantine and shit, so motherfuckers want to get out. And then I like to see when motherfuckers, like, get to putting together showcasing that shit work out. Like, we talking about the institution shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially after this quarantine shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
You excited?
Yeah, hell yeah. I'll be there. I'm excited to see the venue. That's what I like. I like venues. Like, I like to see how it works, how smooth it goes. Like, I like to see all that, the ins and outs of shit.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like, you know, I'm hoping for the best. You know what I mean? I hope everything runs smooth because I know like this is like probably like not the first one that they did, but it's like the first one post quarantine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So first major shit. Yeah.
I know that shit's going to be like a challenge.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I got faith, but I think we should wrap it up, man.
Yeah.
It's been an hour.
Yeah,
it's been an hour. Yeah. We got a busy night coming up. So,
I
appreciate you coming through. It's, man, all love, always, bro. Anything you want to shout out before we get out?
If you're on SoundCloud, tap into Treehouse Noise. If you're on Instagram, follow me at Easy Almighty the DJ. Other than that, keep tuning in to this E-Square podcast with my boy Easy, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yo, when the door's always open. You want to come back? I got you, bro.
For sure, bro.
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to be putting something together, man. I'm trying to get into some other shit.
I'm going to talk to you as soon as we get up. Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
All right, bro.
Yep.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to the E-Square podcast, the most excellent podcast. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe for your boy. Let's go.